Good morning again. Right after I finished that devotional on Isaiah 8, 13, and 14, I thought of something else I could say on the same verses, so I'm going to read them again and have a short part two. The Lord of hosts, him shall you hallow. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. Isaiah 8:13. He shall be as a sanctuary, but as a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Isaiah 8:14. The Lord of hosts, as I said before, he's the God of armies. That's what hosts mean. It means armies. And it's not just talking about military armies, armies of men, but it also is referring to armies of angels, armies of locusts, armies of, like in the case of Jonah, the army of the great fish, or the army of the little worm that ate his plant, or the army that includes the storm that came up. God is in control of all of these things, and we should fear him as the Lord of hosts. Him shall you hallow, him shall you honor. Well, when it says, and this is what I missed the last time, when it says, the Lord of hosts, him shall you hallow, let him be your fear, let him be your dread, the implication was that they were fearing, the Israelites were fearing other things. They were respecting other false gods, or they were respecting the leaders of armies, or fearing the leaders of armies of those nations around them that were maybe more powerful militarily in other ways. And we can do the same thing even today. Even though we trust in the Lord, we have faith in Jesus, if that faith is not a real dynamic fear of the Lord faith, we could actually have more fear of some enemy politician, some godless person that leads armies, or some false god in our heads. And so I just wanted to add this to what I said before. We hallow God. We respect him. He's the Lord of hosts. He's in control of every little thing that might come at us in life, including the cars on the road when we're driving, including the wind and the rain and the storm and the animals, if there are animals that could attack. God is in control of these things. As the Lord of hosts, he shall be hallowed. He shall be feared. He we shall dread, and not somebody else or something else or some false god. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you. Even when I leave something out, that there's opportunity in our land and with sermon audio to fix it and to correct it and add to it. And Father, I thank you for that. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.